I am going to the store. I am going to sleep. I am going to school. I am going to work. I am going home. I am eating. I am tired. I'm excited. I am content. I am happy. I am sad. I am hoping. I am recording a message. Do you see a pattern yet? Do you see a pattern? I am saving some money. I am worried. I am sick. I am healthy. I am well. I am expecting an Amazon package. I am learning a new trade. I am cooking. Do you see a pattern? Do you see a pattern? And if I say, and you know, it just depends on the conjugation. You are going to the store. You are going to work. The word are and am are just different conjugations of the same to be, right? To be, am, are, I am, you are. You are tired, you are sleepy, you are going to the store, you're learning a new trade, you're going to work, you're eating, you're sleeping, you are doing this. You or I, you and I, am and are. You are going to the store, I am going to the store. You are studying, I am studying. You are sleepy, I am sleepy. Do you see the pattern? I am going to change my tire. I am going to put air in the tire. I am going to drive down the street. I am going to the beach. You are going to the beach. You are going to change your tire. You are going to put air in the tire. You are going to get a new battery. I am going to get a new battery. You, I, am, are, I am. What did Jesus say? I am that I am. If Jesus is the I am, every time you say, I am going to do something, or I am such and such state of being, I am in such and such state, or I am going to do something, I am eating, I am tired, whether it's your state or it's a state of just being, or it's a action, whether it's a state or an action, whether it's transient state or a static state. I am tired. That's a static state. I am going to the store. That's an action. But it's always with I am. And when Jesus said, I am that I am, what does that tell you? I am rolling down the window. I am listening to crickets in the background. If you can hear them, you are listening to crickets in the background all over through the internet, through my phone. I am, you are. Jesus said, I am that I am. So what does that tell you? It should tell you that every person is per the Son. It should tell you that you have no new thought. It should tell you that you are not source, but you are moving towards source. A verb, and you are a person who, if you're saved because of Christ in you, you are seated in the heavenlies, but you're being changed and turned back to source mindset, Who is source? God, Jesus. Jesus is source. Jesus. That's why it says us. That's why the phonics say us. Jehovah. Jesus, the firstborn of many brethren. The forerunner. The archetype, the pattern, the copy of all mankind. Eve is just a copy of Adam. She's a piece cut off, being cut back in, just like the church is a piece cut off, being cut back in. From him, through him, and to him. So everything is the I am state or action because of who? The I am. So when you speak, every word that you speak, every sentence that you write points back to a deep spiritual truth. Everything is spiritual. The whole truth is right in front of you. The whole truth comes out of your mouth every time you have a conversation. Every time you open your mouth and have a conversation, a logical conversation with somebody, you're preaching Jesus. I don't care who it is. I am going to the store. I am is the verb. I am is the state. Jesus is the state of being. Jesus is the state of action. I am tired. That's a state. I am whatever state you want to add to it. Tired, excited, healthy, energetic. Whatever you want to be, it already was in the I am. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. You got a state and you got an action. You got the word, the logos word. You got the rhema word, action. You got the word, the static word, the logos. You got the rhema word, the verb, the action. You have a state of being and you have an action. Even if you say, I am resting, even though you're resting, the blood around, blood's going, your lung, you're breathing, the blood is circulating. You're in a state of rest, but you're also in a state of action at the same time. How's that even possible? How can you be thinking, well, I'm going to do this when I get up, or when you're actually moving and doing, I'm going to go home and go to sleep, have a rest. So when you're resting, you're thinking about action. And when you're acting, you think about resting. Jesus is the great I am. And every time you open your mouth, you're preaching Jesus. If you write out a sentence, you put a period at the end. A period goes back to the blood. The dot. It's a dot. The woman has a period. Every 28 days, there's a blood cycle. You write out a sentence, sin, tense, with a period. That period represents the blood. And then you write another sentence. It's a cycle. Just like a farmer, he plows a line, he turns, comes back, plows another line. So every time you write a sentence, you write another sentence, and another sentence, and another sentence, and another sentence. And once you write that one sentence through an action, it becomes a state. You made a statement. You made a statement. M-E-N-T, men-T. You might say, if that's the case, then man is the measure of all things. Man is made in the image of God. So the God-man is the measure of all things, and you're made in his image. God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. So sin dropped man down into time. So you left the I am state into the sin state, and the whole purpose of being down here is to move you back to I am. You can see past time, you can see past space, you can see past everything through the archetype of Jesus, who is the great I am. And you're in him. You're hid in Christ in God. It's Christ in you, Colossians 1:27, and you're hid in Christ in God, the Bible says. Christ in you, you're in Christ. There's your holographic reality. The Bible's a hologram. If you read Ephesians, you see the same truth. If you read Ephesians and Colossians, you see the same truth. If you read Genesis, you see the same truth. Abraham believed God and it was counted for righteousness' sake. You look at the Old Testament, it was by faith. Even the Bible makes it clear in the Old Testament, just shall live by faith. And you look at the New Testament, it's all by faith. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Abraham believed God and it was counted for righteousness. Faith is belief. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Why? Because I am was outside of time. I am is outside of time. I am was before time. I am is going to bring time to an end very soon. You see that in the book of Revelation. The great I am is bringing everything to a culmination, and there won't be a need for time anymore. Time is only for the flesh mind to move you to this understanding of the I am is who you really are. Not that you're God, but you're hid in God. You're hid in Christ in God. When God looks at you, when God looks at you, he looks at Jesus. The covering, you have to have a covering, and it's the blood covering. So God is moving you from the state of being separated from him to being in union with him. So that's why every time you speak, he's training you. I am going to the store. I am going to school. I am going to work. I am going to sleep. Every time you open your mouth and speak, he's training you to move back towards source, because nothing is outside of source. Everything is from him, through him, and to him. So everything that you say is from him, through him, and to him. And so it doesn't matter what language, because God controlled the languages. God's got this whole thing under control. It's not in a man's ways to direct his own steps. So every time you open your mouth, you're being turned and changed back to source and don't even know it. You're being pulled. You know, a lot of people who are lost and unsaved and running from God, no matter where they go, God is still there. No matter where they go, they're still there. You can be mad at the boss or the job and go change jobs. You're going to be mad at that boss. It's going to be the same fractal pattern, the same personalities at the new job, the same struggles at the new job. They're different, but they're the same. It's actually an internal, most of the problem that people have with a job or with a marriage or with life is internal. Now, yeah, you might deal with a narcissist, but you can learn to adapt to that narcissistic. You just set boundaries, you know, and just, if it's on the job, you just get your job done. You're just there to do your duty and get your job done. You don't have to get your identity out of your job, because your identity is in the I am. Every time you speak, you're telling the whole world that is all about Jesus. I am that I am. That's why they got mad. That's why the Pharisees got mad at him, because he said, I am that I am. That's when they wanted to kill him, because he's saying, I'm God. I am source. I am the source of life. I am eternal life. You can't even speak without Jesus. You can't think without Jesus. You can't eat. You can't go to work. You can't move. You can't have action. You can't have rest. You can't have anything without Jesus. God is integrating his church back into himself through Jesus. Oneness with God through Jesus. Integration in mathematics, you're integrating the parts, right? You're integrating the parts back into wholeness. You want an answer, right? So you do that math calculation. You break it into parts. You solve it. You integrate it back into to get the area under the curve or whatever to get your answer. Your question, your quest. What is your quest? Your quest to be to go back to God, Source. That should be all. That should be your quest in life. It's, even while you're doing other stuff. Cooking, eating, working, driving, whatever, buying, selling, trading, job, whatever your other, whatever other stuff you're doing in the 3D, that's just a surface thing. Deeper down, while you're doing the 3D, there should be a quest in the inner man, and the root part of you is to seek God, to seek Source, to think like God, to get the mind of Christ, to go back to oneness and have the archetypical mindset that Christ has and God has, that's is wholeness. Holy, holy, holy. The word holy means whole, W-H-O-L-E. Your whole purpose for being here is wholeness, completeness, fullness. That's why he says separate from them, because they can't hear you. Even the stuff I'm saying right now, the unsaved would laugh, even though it's right in front of you. Even though it's right in front of them. The whole truth, the whole plenary truth is right in front of you. And every time you have a conversation, the whole truth is being spoken. Every conversation is converse, together turn. Every, Eve, re, so the mother of all living, every, Eve, re, Eve is the mother of all living. Every conversation is turning you or pulling you back to Source. Source is our, integrating us, our, back to the CE. What is CE? The spirit walk. C is love, E is spirit. So you walk in the spirit by walking in love and truth by his spirit. So Source is converting you, changing you in every action. In every state, you're moving from state to state to state, from one state to the next state to the next state. And as you renew your mind and transform your thinking, you're being transformed in the inner man. And the out, and as you transform the inner man, the outside starts to look like cartoon land because you've seen it 1,000 times. You already know what the salesman's going to say. You already know what your wife's going to say. You already know what your kids are going to say. You already know what the boss is going to say. You already know what the policeman is going to say. You already know what the court is going to say. You already know what the media is going to do. You already know they're going to give you a week's rest and let you get all upset about the fires, and then they're going to come up and create something else. You already know what the devil is going to do. There's no new game. You already know what the narcissist is going to do. You already know what the psychopath, the sociopath, the narcissist, you already know what they're going to do. You already know what the liar is going to do. They're going to just keep lying. You know what? I already know what the thief is going to do. They're going to keep thieving. Unless they get saved. Unless they repent. It's easy to tell the future. You can tell the future by the past. You can tell the future by the now. You can tell the future by last week. You can tell the future by your parents and your grandparents. And you can look at China and tell a 7,000-year future. You can look at Russia, China, France. You can look at all the nation states and tell the future possibilities. Statistic-wise, you can just look at all the possibilities and say, well, this is the possible outcome, and this is probably what's going to happen. And usually it does. If it's 80% or above, it's probably going to happen. If that thought comes through your mind, okay, so you think you have a new thought. You don't. There's no new thought. So whatever thought kind of, if you can cut off the noise and cut off the media, and you can just pay attention to your thoughts and what, sometimes you'll have a thought that comes through your mind and you'll think, where did that come from? If you can see it, praise God. If you can say, well, where did that thought come from? That means you can see it. You realize it wasn't necessarily you. You have no new thought. It was already, all thoughts were already in God. So God is just allowing you to think that it's a new thought. You might invent some kind of new math or new technology, but it's not new. God already thought it. He's just allowing you to see it. It's a revelation. It's actually every thought, every new invention is a revelation of Jesus. Every new idea, concept, thought, whatever, ways to manage, the more efficient you get, it's just a revealing of Jesus, because God is the most efficient being ever. So if you get better and more efficient at something, it's because God is allowing you to see it. It's a revealing of Jesus. And so your process of growth, physically, mentally, psychologically, spiritually, it's all a revelation of Jesus, because it already was. You're just a copy. You're being transformed into His image. Why do you think all the corporations do the same thing? Why do you think all the musicians do the same thing? Why do you think all the actors talk the same talk? Why do you think all the artists start to act the same? Why do you think all the musicians play a guitar? I mean, come on, invent some kind of new instrument. We want to hear something new, you know? When one person starts a trend, everybody follows. Why is that? You already know the answer, you just don't know that you know. If somebody starts a trend, why does everybody else follow? If somebody writes a movie about the multiverse, then all these other writers start writing about the multiverse. What's that about? It's a trend. What is it? Where did it come from? It's a revelation. God is revealing His Son to the whole world. But they think they came up with it. But no, they didn't come up with it. The devil don't even have a new thought. You think the devil's got something new? No, he has no new game. We know what the devil's goal is. His goal is to take you to hell with him and destroy the earth. But he's got to do a reverse psyop on people and brainwash them so bad they think that destruction is life. And life is destruction. The devil's flipping everything upside. He's a master deceiver. That's why the archangels didn't even, he said, the Lord rebuke you. He wouldn't even argue with the devil because he's a master deceiver. I am going to end this recording right now. I am going to go to sleep. I am going to upload this. I am hoping that you can see that every time you open your mouth, you're preaching Jesus. Every time you look at something, you're preaching Jesus. Every time you listen to something, it's from Source. The person who's projecting that might not be intending it to be from Source. They might be contrary to Source, but every time they open their mouth, if it's logical, it goes back to the Logos. Anything logical goes back to Logos, which is Jesus. Because the word logic is Logos. You can't have a reality without logic. You can't have a business without logic. You can't understand without logic from the Logos. This is why they're trying to cause cognitive dissonance, to take away your ability to use logic. That's the whole game. If they can destroy logic, they destroy your mind, is destroy your soul and get you all emotional and bent out of shape. Try the spirits. See if I ain't telling you the truth. Unfold the words. Every word that you speak has a spiritual meaning behind it. Just look it up. Just unfold it. Look, take the word sentence. Sentence. When you go to the judge, he puts you in jail and you have to pay your sentence. You have to do your sentence. How's that all related? It's all holographic. It's all related. You might use terminology in plumbing and terminology in electrical work and in terminology in building code, electrical code, plumbing code, but it's all the same types and shadows. In the plumbing, you got the male and female adapters. In electrical, you got male and female adapters. In building, you got you drill a hole to put a peg in it to connect two pieces of wood. My point is, no matter where you look, it doesn't matter if it's physical, mental, spiritual, human reproduction, farming reproduction, machinery reproduction, it's all a reproduction. And it's all pointing back to the same source. And it's a holographic fractal reality. And as you meditate on the truth, who is the truth? Where did the truth come from? And so that overarching pattern, which is an archetype of Jesus in all things, he holds it all together. So everything is from him, through him, and to him. So he's the source of all things. So whether you're looking at a car, a house, a tree, or whatever, it has deep spiritual truth behind it that points back to a great truth about who Jesus is and what he did. When you get into that state of being, then you're in the flow. Even though you're stable, you're in the flow because you're sitting there and the devil's trying to hit you with something using one of his minions. The devil sends one of his minions to attack you, and you're sitting there looking at that minion. You're thinking, why are you trying to put fear darts? Why are you trying to put doubt? Why are you trying to be negative? Why are you trying to take away my blessing? Why are you trying to project your identity? You're listening to that demon in that person, and you're like, you know, you're thinking to yourself, you know, you're wasting your time. I've seen this game 1,000 times. How can you curse what God has blessed? You understand? How can you abort what God is birthing? You can't. They can't. They think they can, but they can't. If it was foreordained before the foundation world, predestined, Ephesians chapter 1, predestinated, the elect, saints, called out. And so the ain'ts versus the saints. The ain'ts are the flesh mind. The saints are the spirit mind. So the ain'ts can't understand the saints, but the saints can understand the ain'ts because we used to be like them till we got saved. And they don't. And that's what makes them so mad. We already know their game before they even walk up and talk to you. You can usually tell by their body language, be honest with you. They're walking up to say something. You already know they want something. They're trying to steal, kill, and destroy, use, and abuse, and get a free ride or something, you know. You already know their game before they walk up. It's sad. It's sad. But you sit back and say, well, that used to be me. The Bible says, condescend to men of low estate. E state is E state. Notice he says low E state, low spiritual state. The letter E is spirit. Condescend to men of low E state, low spiritual state. So we all used to be at the low state, but now we're at a higher state, the spiritual side of life. And so you can just look at these people, not be mad, not be bitter, not let them pull you into their little game and their little trickery, because you're already seated in the heavenlies. This is not your home. Their little drama game doesn't mean anything. It's actually manipulation and witchcraft, and you just step away from it. You don't even need to worry about it at all, because you're already in the state. You're already in the flow, because Jesus is the state. Jesus is the action, and Jesus already has your back. No matter who you are, if you're saved, where you are, and what you're in, you just have to step into it and quit conversating with the natural mind and step into the spirit mind, because the natural mind is nothing but confusion and chaos, and they don't even know who they are. That's why they're addicted to something, because that's their identity, because they don't have an identity. But when you get your identity in Christ, all strongholds are broken, because it's an identity war. Your state: I am going to the store. I am going inside the house. I am going to sleep. I am going to trust Jesus to work it out. Because Jesus is the great I am.